Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakia, and the podcast is Be You, the World Will Adjust. You know, sometimes when I get a note from people on my podcast, it always strikes me how a certain subject that we talk about resonates with people during the week that we sort of talk about it. And I often wonder, and I've said this before, is it coincidence or are we just all more aware of the same subject on a weekly basis? And I know that's the case when we talked about narcissism and we talked about the blind spot. I get a lot of comments from people about those things and thinking about how they're overrun. And Katie had sent me this article about this woman recently who worked for a company, how they had failed to direct deposit her money twice. And she lives a pretty tight paycheck to paycheck lifestyle. And it has had a significant impact on her life. And she went to the company and quite sternly told them that it was unacceptable and that it can't happen anymore. And the company agreed that it was unacceptable and they apologized. And then they tried to make up for it by offering her some gift certificates and giving her some time off to go take the checks to the work and everything else. And what was kind of interesting, you never sort of realize it was one of her coworkers was actually shocked by the whole thing, that the company would bend over to backwards to help her, and how this individual spoke to the company, in my view, standing up for herself. And secondly, how the company reacted towards her. And as I read the article, I couldn't help but think that it was probably a generational thing. And how people see standing up for themselves, I think the younger generation is not afraid to stand up for themselves as much as possible, not afraid to say, that doesn't work for me. And I see it more and more, especially in people that I coach, especially amongst younger people. I just talked to someone yesterday, a young golf professional who I coach. And yes, my coaching practice is quite wide and varied. And he told me he was working up in the DC area this summer. It was just a shit show. The people he was working for were horrific. And instead of waiting for the end of the summer, he just quit in the middle of it. Just said, no, this is not my true fit. It's not even close to a fit, let alone my true fit. And I'm just not going to tolerate this anymore. Whereas I think, and he's probably, I don't know, mid to late 20s. I think for older people, and maybe they have more responsibility, more all kinds of stuff. But I think we feel sort of trapped and we're afraid at the outcome. And I see it all the time. And I know I've talked about it before, but I think it's important to bring up again. You know, when I sort of say to people after I try to help them stand up for themselves is, what's your downside? They're not going to fire you for speaking your mind. And, you know, as one lovely woman that I coach said to me the other day, I said, you're letting them abuse you. They keep telling you that if you do this extra work, twice as much work, put yourself out, that, you know, you're going to benefit in the long run. Well, where is the long run? She's never benefited. She still makes the same amount of money. She's had a lot of mental stress this year, a lot of extra work. And, you know, she's coming up to her review and damn it, they owe her, but they're not going to pay her because it's going to be up to her to say, that's it. I'm not doing any extra work. Fuck it. I'm not doing any extra work. And they're, well, really, you know, like, you know, that may impact, you know, your upward mobility and all of that crap. Well, I've been doing it for 10 years and I got zero upward mobility. I got zero more money. And I always like in those situations, I always suggest flip it around, ask the person. So like you get in my seat and tell me how you see it differently. And when you do that, people, you know, they're, I guess you're right. Would you tolerate that? No, probably not. And usually it's the people putting out the most amount of bullshit that are the ones that would tolerate it the least themselves, right? It's kind of the party line, right? But anyways, I loved reading that article that Katie sent me because in that sort of continuous always forward, never back, right? Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing for yourself. Keep advocating for yourself. I know it probably gets exhausting, but I think it's got to get less exhausting than taking one for the team, or keep sort of coming away from the meeting going, oh, you know, which I know I've said before, but the one I always love is when someone's doing your review and you complain about it. And then they say, well, you know, I got hosed too. It's like, no, sorry. Like it doesn't matter to me about you, right? I am about me. So we have to think about, you know, as everybody knows, I have a beautiful young grandson and I have a granddaughter on the way. And I have to think about how to help them reinforce to them as they grow up to be more selfish and to be more self-centered, not be self-centered, not be selfish, but to be more of it in thinking about themselves, right? And I think that that's probably when you look at, you know, I've reprogrammed all of my kids, not easily, but I have reprogrammed them all. The majority of them are pretty good at standing up for themselves. A couple of them are a little bit laggard at it, but the majority of them are pretty good for themselves. And I have to sort of think about how to help that next generation, my next generation, you know, be that kid that confident, stands up for themselves, not afraid to say, no, that doesn't work for me, or it does work for me. Or if I'm going to do it, I just want you to know that why I'm doing it, right? And so that you actually understand it's important, it's critical, and it will change your life. I don't think I quite appreciated when I first started this journey how much people's lives have changed as a result of that one thing of giving them confidence to stand up for themselves, that one thing of not rolling over and just saying, yeah, whatever, you know, don't worry about me. We always say that about people, you know, don't worry, you know, it's your life. We're just living in it. We're just bystanders. And don't be a bystander. Don't let people take advantage of you. And you know, maybe I, you know, a bit like a doctor, you get to see a lot of ugly things go on. Not that I'm a doctor, but I get to see a lot of abuse in my job. I also get to see how quickly abuse stops when people stand up for themselves. So if you're getting abused in your job, put an end to it. And if you're not willing to put an end to it, shut up. Because nobody wants to hear about your complaining if you're not going to do anything about it, right? Do something about it or shut up, right? Whatever it is. Smoking, drinking, I don't care what it is, exercise, like do something about it, move forward, never back, move forward, never back. So I also want to talk about, I've been back on the planes, traveling a bit, some for business, some for pleasure. God knows it's horrendous. Exercise. I just don't know how they messed it up so badly. I mean, now they're telling you to get to the airport 3 hours in advance. You get there 3 hours in advance, but the people that got there an hour in advance, it doesn't matter because they're going to hold the flight with the 800 people on it for the two people that didn't get there 3 hours in advance. And this percolating of anger, you know, you got to get your COVID test. That's more money. I mean, it adds like another $500 to every trip. And then you fly back and they got a customs delay. And it's kind of like, okay, well, what's happening here? Like the logistics have gone haywire. You know, Nexus isn't open until you get through. There's no this, there's no that. And it's just like, and it's angering people. And I can see it and I can hear it. I can feel it in myself. And I think part of the anger is none of it makes sense. Like none of it makes sense. What's different now? There's less people traveling than there were pre-COVID. Before COVID, there was no 90-minute, you know, or 3 hours show up before the flight. And so what's happening? There's no sort of answers to all of this stuff. And so people are, you know, getting in line. It's just funny to watch, you know, when you're in the line and people are looking at the line, they're going, is this line? Yeah. I don't know how many people have been to the airport lately, but it goes on for hundreds of people. And I feel sorry for those people that work at the airport. They're just they're just fodder for everybody's anger, right? Like they're not, now they've set up another system where you put this in and that in, and it goes green light, red light. Then the argument when the person gets the red light with the security guy says, go to the counter. And it's a bit like Abbott and Costello, you know, who's on first, what's on second type of thing. But, you know, you can just, these things spin out of control, right? Or people on the flight, you know, somebody, you know, the captain announces that, you know, there's a couple of people stuck in customs. And so we're going to have to wait for them for maybe 30 minutes, you know, people are on the plane, like, why, you know, they didn't get here on time, you know, it's their own fault, you know, type of thing. And everybody's chattering. And the minute those people get on the plane, you know, they get glared down by everybody, you know, as they're walking down. But this tension that is building, and, you know, and then there's so much, and I have to say this, because, you know, I just saw one of the CEOs of one of the banks, you know, wrote an article in the Globe about something about going back to the office and everything else. The conversation about going back to the office or not going back to the office, or the 4-day work week or not going back to a 5-day work week or 7 days, nights, days, hybrid, is a waste of time. Nobody knows what it'll be. It will be what it will be at the time. You can't predict the future. You can't predict how people will react being at the office, not being hybrid. It will be different for everybody. So stop wasting your time. Stop wasting your energy discussing it. At the end of the day, it will be what it'll be. And some people will be happy. Some people will be unhappy. And some people won't give a shit. And it'll be exactly like everything else in life. If you're the CEO of a company, decide. I'm either going to have them back, not have them back, hybrid, whatever it is. Just decide. Don't pontificate on it. Nobody gives a shit. Just tell me what it is so I can adjust my life to it. That's all I want to know. If I'm going to a 4-day work week, I'm going to a 4-day work week. This debating back and forth, everybody weighs in. And I can't help but think that that impacts everybody's anxiety. Like, what is it? Is it going to be? When are we going to know? What do you think? What do you think it should be? And so on and so on and so on. And that just percolates this unsettledness, right? People just want to know what it is. Like, just tell me what it is so I can make my decision from there. I want to stay. I want to go. I don't want to work here. I do want to work here. But sometimes I think that, you know, people have this burning desire to think that, well, I'm the CEO of a company. I should be pontificating on this type of thing. But really, when you think about this article that I'm talking about, like, what's the benefit to anybody? How is someone better off because of his opinion? They're not. There's no impact to them. It's just him, you know, trying to sound like a big shot, right? Oh, yeah, I'm gonna see into the future, tell everybody because I'm the CEO, you know, and my opinion's more important than your opinion. So I really wish that, so for all of you, and probably not listening to my podcast, all the ones that I'm directing this to, but to my listeners, tell people, stop them. Like when someone, well, what do you think? Are we like, what? No, I don't think, I don't care. I'm just waiting for someone to tell me that that's it. I'm not engaging in this conversation. Like engaging in conversation about when we're going to die. You know, it's a stupid conversation to engage in. There's no ability to actually have a fact about it, right? But God, I read so many articles about it, so many people, and it's just over and over and over and over. So, two things. Try to control your anger. I have to work at that myself in these situations. Become a lot better, but I can still go a long way. And then lastly, don't engage in stupid conversations, especially one about workplace, going back, not going back, and any of those types of things. It's kind of like, call me when you've decided, and that works fine for me. I'm Jim Bakei. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust. Have a great week, everybody.